We do have an awesome guest up here this evening. If you've been listening for the last couple of weeks, we've been trying to get a segment going where we get a guest selector in to join us. Aaron Yap, how are you?
I'm good, how are you doing? Thanks for having me.
Welcome into the daylight hours.
Yeah, it is very strange to be out here. I don't think
Shouldn't you be sleeping?
Yeah. long days for me usually, so But I'm glad to be here.
Rad. Well, welcome. You're one of my favourites on the BFM roster of DJs.
Thank you.
Sailing through the night on the Psychic Land show. How long have you been doing that for?
I've been at BFM for, I think, 9 years now. And, yeah, I did, like, Graveyard for a year, and then Psychic Land started a year after that. So, I think the show is 8 years.
What inspires Psychic Lands?
It's a long story. I think when I first started doing it, there was like a huge shift in the kind of music I was listening to, and if I had to pin it on one person or one thing, it would have been John Fahey. When I first discovered his music in sort of mid-2000s. It just kind of blew everything open for me, and then I just started making heaps of connections, and I just wanted to share the music that I was sort of discovering, and I wasn't hearing it on BFM, so I was kind of snuck in there and just, you know, was sneaky about it, and yeah.
Found the nook.
I think one of the funnest things is like unraveling like an artist's history or interests, you know, once you get a couple of like the touchstones or like something, you know, a little bit of thread to
yeah,
follow
exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Down, you know, like the yeah. line of music.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It,
you know,
it was especially pretty, yeah, it was quite a interesting period. I mean, it wasn't just, I think it was some I had a couple of friends who were listening to the same thing as well, so it wasn't in isolation. There was I was taking notice of things other people are doing, and also, another WFMU, started listening to that station, and everything just blew open.
Where's that out of?
It's New Jersey.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and they're freeform. No ads.
Oh, nice.
Listener supported. Yeah. But, yeah.
Cool. And so, you've brought in some tunes this afternoon.
Yes.
What have you got in the bag, or what would you like to start off with, and why?
I'm going to start off with Guided by Voices.
Yep.
Because as I was saying before, I often listen to music when I wake up and have breakfast, and I do listen to these guys a lot in the morning, the first thing. Like, I get up at 6 or something, and they usually get me up and going. So I'm going to play something from the new, most recent album, How Do You Spell Heaven, which is apparently their 100th album.
Far out.
Yeah, so I think they released like maybe 6 albums in the last couple of years.
Just having a muck around.
These guys are just nonstop. But this is the first track of it. It's called The Birthday Democrats.
The queen of the glass is afraid to blow you.
We've been informed the ending is weird.
And I've also been informed to get the most out of Guided by Voices, I need to listen to all 100 of their records.
And that's not including Robert Pollard, who's the lead main dude. He's got a solo records as well and a side project. So it's, I mean, you could be listening to 500 albums for all you know. So it's a lifetime.
Quite a rabbit hole.
Lifetime devotion, I guess. Yeah.
Nice.
Cool.
What's next? What have you got?
Up next, this is a British musician. His name's James Elkington. I first heard he collaborated with another guitarist, Nathan Salzberg, on two albums, and they do kind of dueling solo guitar stuff, and I really dug his stuff. So, and he's put out a solo kind of more singer-songwriter album. It sort of harks back to 60s English folk music, Nick Drake, Bert Jansch, that sort of style.
Nice.
And the album's called Wintrous Woma, which I think is Old English. I'm not too sure what it means, but it's got winter in it. This is a track called The Hermit Census. Really beautiful guitar playing.
To do as you're told, you do the one thing unreasonable that stands in your way. And hermit you are, no census you'll take till you're led to the infirmary where the nameless collect. And you're straining your wrists on those scissors, just trying to cut the waters in two. If you learn to be a fortune teller, you know that's no future for you. Now, close that accordion mouth. Stop crying fat wedding band tears. Patch the holes in your encrusted denim. Light up like a chandelier. I've known you from old, so come in from the cold and stop both taps from running in the middle of your face. Raising the roof, getting drunk off our stools, and dragging dull guilt beyond the silvery down. When the blood stops making a circle, and your teeth are your tongue's only fence, you'll be moaning for a moment's mercy. Hosting these cellar events, there'll be cheers from your peers in the pit down below, ignoring the hordes of the earth. There's no time to make a meal of sorrow when the rabble is hungry for mirth. There's no time to make a meal of sorrow when the rabble is hungry for mirth. To do as you're told, you do the one thing unreasonable that stands in your way.
We're just talking about the record label that is it John Elkington?
James Elkington.
James Elkington is on, Paradise of Bachelors.
And everything on the labels is
beautiful. They've done a wonderful job of curating the artists and
parasitical.
Parasitical.
Paradise-like.
What attracted you to that once more?
I've been listening to, like, the past few years. It's been getting to a lot of 60s British folk bands. Like, the next, I'm going to play another English act after this. I don't know, just something about that era of folk music is so pure. This next band, Offerex, this is one of my favorite records of the year. Lead singer's Olivia Cheney. She's done a couple of solo stuff, and then she's with the Decemberists, backing band on this record. And it's just like a really great throwback to that era, like Fairport Convention and Shirley Collins and the Albone Dance Band, that sort of sound. Really authentic. It doesn't sound like a pastiche or anything.
Right.
And this track is I think the album's all traditional, so they're just doing new arrangements of old English traditionals. And this one, I think this one came out in the 1850s, and it's also a lot of old.
on like what instruments are we talking here? That's an old voice, guitar, right?
Just voice. But this one, it's also called the Yellow Handkerchief, but this one's
that sounds a bit gross, actually.
This one's a better title, it's Flash Company. Let's have a listen to it. The album's called The Queen of Hearts, and it's on the, I think...
That sounds British.
Nonsuch label.
Red as a rose. Now my color has faded like the lily that do grow. Now my color has faded like the lily that do grow. And if it wasn't for Flash Company, I should never been so old. So you take remembrance of me and tie it around your neck, my love, and your Flash Company. Flash Company's been the ruin of me and the ruin of me quite. If it wasn't for Flash Company, I should never been so. Thank you.
Once more, who was that?
That was Offer X, Olivia Cheney on vocals, jamming with the Decemberists on an album of really beautiful folk standards, traditionals from a long time ago, but sounding very now as well, I guess.
It's very nice.
Yeah, that's from the album The Queen of Hearts. Next, I'm going to play something from another recent album I've been listening to. Have you heard of Do Make Say Think, by any chance?
Do Make Say Think.
It's an odd kind of sound.
No, I don't.
They're, I guess, post-rock. I hate that term, but...
Terms are just... Yeah. You got to, though, eh? You got to have some kind of rough direction.
Of all the terms, I think, like, post-rock just hasn't hung in there. Like, I think maybe something. People could have gone, oh, in the early 2000s, oh, yeah, it's post-rock. But yeah. Post-rock now, as a phrase, sounds so corny.
Yeah, it's like, what is post-rock?
Well, I reckon pop music is the weirdest one.
Pop music?
Yeah.
Popular
hasn't
music.
Hasn't aged well at all. But.
Popular music. Mm. Okay. Pop. okay, Nick.
So these guys, this is the first album they put out in like 8 years. I guess most post rock is people think of like Godspeed, like Emperor Mogwai, you know, that kind of thing.
Okay.
I sort of dig these guys better because they're more. I've got a kind of jazz vibe to some of their like rhythm section stuff like that. And one of the things that annoys. I just wanted to say this about. Sort of traditional post-rock.
It's a safe place.
When you build to that crescendo, like it's just like quiet and then slowly, you know, gallops and then there's this kind of, it's not all post-rock, but you know, that's the sort of sound that people are most kind of associate post-rock with. I think these guys are a bit more dynamic in their sort of arrangements. So like,
cool.
Feels like. Waves, you know, it's kind of, there's a push and pull of not quite getting to that high and then pushing back. You might hear it in the song anyway. It's called D equals 57 VH as far as the eye can see.
That's true, actually, it does.
I'll write that down.
I'll just fact check that.
but yeah, they're pretty cool. The new album's called Stubborn Persistent Illusions and it's on Constellation Records.
Cool.
Have a listen to it.
Aaron Yap from Psychic Lands, selecting.
Thank you.
I see what you mean by waves.
Yeah, the sound of waves. That was Do Makes Say Think with D equals 57 VH in brackets as far as the eye can see.
We are updating the playlist, Nobody Panic. That'll be up tomorrow.
Very good, very good.
My mum was texting me saying, tell me what that song was.
And you never call anymore. Yeah. What did you do with the picture of me with some champagne on the mountains in the 1970s that was on the fridge?
I don't know. It's gone. Who cares? Forget about it. Move on. So you got one more.
Yeah, I'll just do one more.
Song. One more song.
This one.
One more song.
Just one more.
One more.
This is one of my one of the more interesting discoveries I stumbled upon this year. A guy by the name of Ryan Trevor.
Two first names.
Yes.
I was going to say that, but I didn't.
It always buzzes me out a little bit.
Do not be confused with Trevor Ryan.
Yeah, so, he hates that.
Mysterious sort of outsider psych pop musician. Apparently this album was reissued like in 2009 by Drag City. And
they're reissue kings, eh?
Yeah, yeah. But I hadn't heard of this guy until like earlier this year.
That happened with Doug Jerobine with me. I'd never heard of him, New Zealand guy. And then the Chicago record label Drag City releases this record.
Yeah.
So strange, eh?
And funny thing, this guy, one of the stories is this guy's a New Zealander.
He is.
Apparently, and he...
What is up with him just digging up our stuff? It's mint.
It's not like concrete information, right. But that's one of the kind of
leads. So the mysterious part of this fellow is that just the fact that nobody really knows.
Yeah, and
can't find him.
Apparently, he wrote songs for Sesame Street, and he like he wrote stuff for Barry Manilow. It's like really weird. I don't know if someone's making this shit up. But, you know, like,
probably him.
But you know, it sounds like it's could be.
What's his name again?
Ryan Trevor.
Ryan Trevor. That's a false name as well. Now I think about it.
Yeah. The album's called Introducing Ryan Trevor, and this track's called Rama, Come and Take Me, and he's a
Rama,
R-A-M-A, Rama.
When is this made?
Late 60s, I think.
Cool.
But this guy's he sounds like a Paul McCartney freak. I mean, this album is like a Lost Beatles vibe to it, you know. You should definitely check it out. It's lots of crazy production tricks but just really good songwriting as well.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah. And one last thing.
Yep.
If people want to tune into your show Thursday night.
Yep.
What time?
11 to 1 every Thursday nights, and it's repeated on Sunday mornings from 5 to 7 as well.
Cool. Hey, well, thank you so much for coming up this afternoon.
What a treat.
Thank you so much for having me. Yeah.
It's exceptionally good fun for us to get in someone such as yourself. And
thank you. It's been fun.
Such a broad spread of music. Cool.
Brian Trevor.
Oh, that's the phone.
The years sneak by so quickly. What could it be that the old friends are gone? I've needed a friend to lend a so sweet. Ooh, Rama, Rama, wait. Rama, come and take me home again. Again. Confuses me. It's a one.
BFM, we think voting and democracy and all that is good. To that end, the following advertisement is welcome, but we aren't officially endorsing any candidates. Make up your own minds, you duffers.
Okay, thanks for coming in, Chloe. We've written a couple of great scripts we really think will connect with a young urban liberal voter. Here's the first option.
This just says, let's do this.
Well, you can't deny Jacinda Mania, Chloe. Do you want to change the government or what?
Of course I want to change the government, but I want to talk about the actual things that the Green Party wants to do. Like actually combat climate change, you know, stop drilling for oil, cleaning up our rivers, giving all postgrads student allowances, under 25s, free counselling.
Chill out, okay, chill out.
And legalising cannabis for recreational use.
Okay, that one's pretty good.
Party Vote Green today. Authorised by Gwen Shaw, Level 1, 17 Garrett Street, Wellington.
I didn't do it. I swear I didn't do it. Charlie, I need your help.
In the scorching Australian summer of 1969, a knock at the window will change their lives forever. Jasper Jones is the story of two boys on a dangerous journey with a mystery to solve. Adapted from Craig Silvey's best-selling novel and featuring Toni Collette and Hugo Weaving, Jasper Jones is out now on DVD, Blu-ray and digital, thanks to Madman Entertainment.
Here at BFM, we think voting and democracy and all that is good. To that end, the following advertisement is welcome, but we aren't officially endorsing any candidates. Make up your own minds, you duffers.
First, we got New Zealand back in the black. Then we got hundreds of thousands more Kiwis working. Now our economy is growing strongly, and we have a chance to do more for you and to solve some of our greatest long-term challenges. But if we stall growth with more taxes and more debt, there'll be no money to help those who need it or when the country needs it. Vote for the team that's delivering. Party Vote National.
Authorised by G. Hamilton, 41 Pipitea Street, Wellington.
Yeah, kia ora, it's Tony here from Te Kawiti. Well, I've been listening to your sheep show every week with the girls week in, week out, and I hold out for some actual sheep content, and every single week I'm Sean Short. You know, it's all music, and I've had a gutful. How about a little less the clean and a little more how to clean your Toyota Hilux after a massive dagging session? Does the B stand for bullshit? Either pull your bloody head in or change the name of the show, okay? Thank you.
Ovida files are welcome to listen, but Freak the Sheep is really about that good, good New Zealand music. Zach Arnold hand-delivers interviews, live performances, Tempa classics, and wretched demos from Godzone. Freak the Sheep with Zach Arnold, tonight from 9 to 11pm on BFM, or anytime you like at 95bfm.com.
It's time for the 95BFM Entertainment Guide.
Hey, what's happening in Auckland City?
Hey, some stuff. What is happening? Okay, tonight, which is Wednesday the 20th, in case you've been asleep all day, Bailey Wiley is live at the Antisocial Ponsonby Social Club. Wait, live at Antisocial at Ponsonby Social Club. That was a really good start, eh?
It's, no, that is particularly tricky, to be honest.
Yeah. Battle of the Bands, Heat 1 at the King's Arms, Radio Coma, Crooked Royals, Spectra, Downfall of Humanity and Rangi's Way. That's 6:30pm until 11pm. King's Arms Darts at the King's Arms Front Bar as well, so 6:30 until 11 as well. Morning People Rave. Oh, that was this morning. I like that that's the last one on the list there. But, you know, maybe you went to that.
That's one. You're probably sleeping now, actually.
Yeah, you can probably do that next week, I'm sure, at the same time, 6:30 a.m. till 8 a.m. $15 on the door. And tomorrow, Low Fidelity number one at Whammy Back Bar. Feet Tompa Beats with Eno, Fuji, Koji and Bridge.
Hey, I know that guy.
Yeah, we all know that dude. Occupational Therapy with Bobby Brazuka and Dylan C at Ponsonby Social Club. Quiz with Petrus at Lee Sawmill Cafe, 8 p.m, $5. Friday, AJ Tracy at Neck of the Woods, Amy Shark at King's Arms, DJs Dam G and Exile at Win Win, Duke Dumont at Auckland Town Hall, Latin Aotearoa Sound System with support at Antisocial at Ponsonby Social Club. That is really hard to say. At Antisocial.
Stop. At stop, blah, blah, blah.
Blah, 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 blah. Anyway, it's there. It's at Ponsonby Social Club. Go have a good time. Mad Max Psy Trance at Galatos.
Oh, like a post-apocalyptic dance party?
Sounds like a good time.
Except for the little kid with the boomerang.
What? I haven't seen it, so that reference just like totally went over my head.
I'm talking like OG Mad Max.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
is that
right.
The first one or the second
little
one?
Little kid's got like a razor sharp boomerang.
Ooh.
And can wield it.
Dang. Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna go not bring one of those to that, but you know, don't bring your boomerang, do bring your dancing shoes, maybe.
Agreed.
Polite Notice at Halatau, Randa and Surin Unka at Golden Dawn. And wild people celebrate wild places at Graylin RSC.
We really stepped you right into this entertainment guy, didn't we?
It's just like word vomit at the moment. All right, so in the future, 95BFM presents.
That's drive. Don't worry about it. That's right on point.
Some stuff.
Word vomit.
Blum, 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 blum. Saturday the 7th of October until the 15th of October. Sunday, Saturday.
Yes, that's the one.
Yep.
7th to the 15th.
Sunday, yes, 7th to the 15th.
A lot of stuff happening at the Tuning Fork there.
Yes, this is the Southern Fork Americana Fest 2017. Get your tickets from ticketmaster.co.nz.
The acts in order of appearance include
Ebb and Sparrow and the Milltones. That's on the 7th. On the 8th, you've got the Eastern and the Bads. The 10th, Robbie Faulks. My dad likes Robbie Faulks.
Shout out, what's your dad's name?
Andrew. Shout out, Andrew.
What's up, Drew?
He won't be listening, he's in Christchurch. No, actually,
he could be streaming on the internet.
He might be. Shout out, Dad.
Please.
Listen to...
Be a fan.
Listen to me...
Listen to your Spawn Throwdown coming up after this.
Throw down some words.
You're doing... You're filling in for the
Mom
top
and Dad,
10
I'm doing
crew.
The top 10 tonight.
Yeah, Mum... Give me a text.
You never call anymore, Mum.
You've made that joke too many times in the last hour.
No, but this time it's your mum calling you.
I've lost my place now as well.
Heaps is happening.
Heaps of cool shit, guys. Check it out on the website.
If you do want to go to the website, I think down at the bottom, does it tell you all about
it? Is. If you want your gig listed in the 95BFM Gig Guide, please send an email through to gigguide@95bfm.com and go on the wonderful website and click the Gig Guide bit. Actually, I think it's Entertainment Guide on the website.
Entertaino for short.
Entertaino.
Can I just quickly do these last couple?
Yeah, you do it, Johnny.
I reckon Spiral Stairs and Big Thief on Tuesday the 12th of December will be good at the Tuning Fork. Check, check, check. Also be pretty good at the King's Arms.
I think I might
Tuesday
try and go
the 12th
to that.
Of December. The XXICU Tour, 11th of January at Trust Arena. And here's the big one. Oh, the Shins aren't on there. What?
Oh, John, you're going to get a pay rise, mate.
The Shins
that
are playing at
the
Power Station.
That was the 95BFM Entertainment Guide.
It's No Rules, No Boundaries, brought to you by the King's Arms Tavern.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.